So just to paint the picture for you right now, in our large theater space are six cellists along with their teacher. They're going to perform four songs, and we then will bring them in to our radio studio so that you can meet each of them. The first song is a piece by Tchaikovsky. Let's give a warm welcome to our cello students from the Center for Young Musicians. Have music from the Center for Young Musicians, and that was a piece by Tchaikovsky. And hello, Webster. I'm sorry, because I was looking. I thought you were going to start with the other, but that's fine. Tell us a little bit about this group, and I want to welcome you. Tell me about the group and about the instruction.
Well, we have six cellists here today. Our youngest is 5, and our oldest is 12, and we have 3 boys and 3 girls, so even numbers. And they have all been taking private lessons and group lessons from the beginning, and on top of it all, we've had a lot of parental involvement. All the parents here that we have currently have at one point played the cello or are playing the cello in order to help their children at home when they practice.
And we'll get a chance to meet everybody face-to-face coming up after some additional songs. How is the cello? How young can you be to start playing the cello?
Well, our youngest is 4, and five, and he was 4 when he started. And next year we might have a cellist as young as 3. It really depends on when they're instrument ready. So.
And cellos are available in different sizes for very young children, so that you can sort of scale up as you get older.
Yes, it has to grow with the children. I think the smallest size we have right now is a 10th. No one here has it, but it's almost a violin on a stick.
Well, that's helpful because in case you're wondering right now, you're trying to picture this. It's not as if there are 6 cellos that are taller than me right now. I would say the tallest is about maybe 4.5 feet, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that big.
And by the way, this is Rowena Gattana, who you're hearing, who's an instructor at the Center for Young Musicians. What's next?
We're going to play Chanson Triste by Tchaikovsky, and Hannah Sinnott and Julia Salmon will be our cellists.
Excellent. Here again, the Center for Young Musicians and an ensemble of cellos.
Thank you. do want to encourage you to clap if you'd like. I realized how hard it must be to be so quiet. We have a lot of parents here and some other visitors to the museum as we listen to the cellos. Now, that featured Hannah and Annie. Hannah and Julia. And next, we're going to hear what?
Hunter's Chorus by Carl Maria von Weber.
And who will be playing in this?
We have Julia, Hannah, again, Annie, and then myself playing cello.
I knew Annie would be coming back, so I'm going to give Rowena some space to move over. By the way, if you're interested in playing sometime on the radio, you need not be part of a group necessarily. And we also welcome drama as well as youth essays and writing. And in a little bit, I'll let you know how you can schedule yourself to be part of things. We're ready now. Once again, the Center for Young Musicians. Now, I know you're going to recognize the next song that's about to be played. And if you've been wondering why we haven't been talking to the cellists, we're going to bring them in, along with any family members who might want to come in too, any little brothers and sisters. We're going to bring them into our studio in just a moment. They're playing right now in the theater just outside of our studio. Cellos are big, you know. They need a lot of space. And this next song will be presented, and I want to thank you very much for being here as you hear their last number. And in just a moment, we'll talk with the voices and kids behind the great music you've been hearing. Congratulations, the Center for Young Musicians. And in just a moment, we're going to have the kids come in. We'll talk with them. You'll get a chance to meet them, and what a great performance. We'll also tell you more about how you can get in touch with the Center for Young Musicians.
The Saturday Light Brigade is always looking for talented people of all ages to perform on the radio. We regularly feature live folk, bluegrass, jazz, and other forms of acoustic music, as well as youth performing groups from schools and other organizations. If you'd like to be on the air, contact us at 412 586-6300 or slb@slbradio.org.
Live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is supported by the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. This is my favorite part. I liked the music a lot, but I really like getting a chance to talk to folks that were behind the music this morning. And I'm going to, let's see, I guess I'll go from your right to left. And I get to start with somebody who I've had a chance to watch grow throughout this program. Hello. Your name, please?
Hannah Sennett.
And Hannah, how old are you now?
I'm soon going to be 13.
And you started playing, were you three or four?
Like four or five or something like
yeah.
that.
And you've really, I'm watching your technique, and it seems like you really enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll continue to play as you get older?
Yes, definitely.
What do you like about it especially?
Well, my cello teacher told me that the cello is the closest instrument for like a human voice, like singing and stuff. So I think it's really pretty when like with the tone.
Do you like to sing as well?
Not really.
Yeah, but do you feel the resonance sort of as you're playing? Because the cello is kind of a mellow, very soulful instrument. And I could see that.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Well, my dad's outside the studio, but and then my mom, my grandma, and my cousin, who's probably not listening to this, but...
Well, shame on your cousin. Yeah. Let's embarrass him. What's his first name?
Her, Maggie.
Oh, her, Maggie.
I don't know if, like, she's at a lacrosse game or something, but...
Well, she can hear later, because, you know, your performance will be archived and put online, and anybody can listen to it online or even download it. So thanks, Hannah. And then sitting right next to Hannah is the person whose name is?
Julia Solomon.
Hi, Julia. And, by the way, Hannah goes to Marshall Middle School, right?
Yeah.
And Julia, where do you go to school?
Eden Hall Upper Elementary.
Now, you weren't one of, you weren't at the folk festival yesterday by any chance, were
no.
you? Because there were a lot of Eden Hall kids at the Pittsburgh Folk Festival yesterday in Monroeville, but I know there are three different campuses, I think, for Eden Hall, if I'm right about that. I think am I right? Oh, wait, they were from Eden Christian Academy. So I'm confusing. That's a different place, right?
Yeah.
But I know there were kids from Rhema there yesterday, and there's only one Rhema Christian school. so tell me a little bit more about yourself. Sorry to mix up your school.
Well, I'm in fifth grade, and I'm 11.
And you've played cello since when?
For 7 years, since I was about five.
That's such a long time. What do you like about it?
Well, I like the tone, and I just like playing it.
Well, that's good to know. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my family, Becca Avogad, and Mr. Connor.
Excellent. Who's Mr. Connor?
My fourth grade teacher.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. It's nice to talk to you. And then we're going to go right down the line, and we'll move this green microphone over to you. And what's your name?
Annie Camara.
Hi, Annie. And you go to Rhema, right? Were you at the Folk Festival yesterday?
Mm-mm.
There were a lot of your classmates there, but I don't know how, you know, what grades were actually there. Now, you're nine, is that right?
Right.
And how long did you also start very young?
I started in 5 or 4, I'm not sure.
Gosh, that's such a young age, and is it Suzuki method? And what other kinds of things do you like to do in addition to playing the cello?
I just like that my dog listens to it.
Your dog listens? What's your dog's name?
Henry.
And so if you're playing, will Henry, like, come up and sit by you?
He brings, like, a ton of toys into the room and sometimes lays in my cello case.
Well, that's nice. Henry might be jealous. I don't know. What kind of dog is Henry?
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, I can see that very well. Does he ever sing with you?
No.
Do you want to say hello to anybody besides Henry?
I want to say hello to my Mimi and Granddad and my cousin, and her name is Rachel, and we tried to bust her little brother named Matt.
Well,
we call him Baby Mitty for some reason.
Baby Mitty. Interesting. Baby Mitty. Is he here?
No.
No?
He's in Harrisburg.
Okay. Well,
they're moving soon, but we're just going to still visit them.
Okay. They're not moving because of anything you're doing, are they?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Anything else you want to say?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, we're going to go right down the line. Now you've met three girls. Now you're going to meet some boys. What's your name?
Bob Carey.
Hi, Bob. And how old are you?
Six.
And you're at Montessori Children's Community School?
Yes.
And what do you like about the cello?
Getting lifesavers.
Getting lifesavers? Do you get lifesavers for practicing?
That's
nice. Well, that's kind of, you know, a lot of older musicians play out on the street for lifesavers. People will put lifesavers in. Actually, the cello can be a lifesaver if you need a friend, too. What else do you like to do, Bobby? Are there things you'd like to do for fun? Looking at all the lights in here is pretty cool, huh? Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi, Daddy and Coley.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay, well, it's good to talk to you. What's your favorite flavor of Lifesaver, by the way? Do you have a favorite? Peppermint? No? Fruits?
I don't know.
No? You don't know your favorite flavor. Orange. Orange ones are good. Well, let's meet the next person here. What's your name?
Manus.
Hi, Manus. And it's Manus McGinnis, right?
Yep.
And Manus, it says here you're homeschooled. Is that correct? What are you doing now in school in terms of science? Anything interesting?
I haven't done science for quite a long time.
I see. So what's your current subject area now you're really focused on?
What?
What are you focusing on in school right now? Is there something in particular you're doing in math or reading now?
Math.
You like math?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. What are you doing in math? Are you fraction? Now, fractions, maybe not. I'm just always curious what everybody's doing in school, not just you. Let's talk about music instead. How long have you played the cello? Has it been... You're 7. Did you start when you were like 3 or 4 or 5?
3.
Wow. It's a long time. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home or here? Anybody come to mind? Who's in your family?
Jimmy.
Anybody else?
No, just Jimmy.
Just Jimmy. Okay.
Wait, our cousins Emma and Joe.
Uh-huh. How about adults?
And Connor.
Any adult people in your family? Mom or dad?
I don't have a dad.
Okay.
Just have two moms and that's it.
Oh, are they both here? One of them is here.
The other one is at a house.
Well, that's terrific.
Listening.
Well, let's say hello to her.
Okay.
So we've said hello to both moms. We've said hello to Jimmy. Who's Jimmy?
My adult. Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy, brother? Cat.
Cat.
Work with me here, Manus. I'm just trying to get through. Manus, it's really nice to talk to you. Anything else you want to say?
I like to play the cello.
Excellent. And now we go.
Lots of cellos.
We go to Colin. Hi, Colin. Easy, Manus. Hi, Colin. That's you, right? Come on a little closer. And this is Colin Helbling, who is at Point Park Children's
That's
School.
Too close.
How old are you, Colin?
5.
And you were the youngest cello player here today, and you did such a good job. Do you want to say hi to anybody else who might be listening? Go ahead. Who would you like to say hello to that might be tuned in?
My buddy, Grandpa.
Great.
And Tegan.
And Tegan, too. That's great. Is that
Tegan
your
friend of all?
Is that Tegan there? Or who's this?
Julia.
Ah, and is that your mom behind you? Who's that? Well, excellent. And you're a very good cello player. You're all terrific. Does anybody else have anything they might like to say? Yes?
I'd like to get lollipops.
You like to get lollipops. Well, getting lollipops is a good thing. I can't believe Manus doesn't have anything else to say. Are you sure?
A little more.
What's that?
A little more.
A little more to say? Well, you're all great, and I really want to thank you. It takes a lot of courage to play on the radio. And also to be a good role model for younger kids who are learning. Yeah, thank you, Manus. And thank you all for coming today. And if you would like more information, you can go to youngmusicians.org. That's the website for the Center for Young Musicians. It's youngmusicians.org. And you can learn about lessons and opportunities to play together in both Wexford and Sewickley. And thank you so much for being here with us.